The Pentagon and the State Department today agreed to tighten rules governing private contractors who work for the U.S. in Iraq. Officials described today's agreement as a general understanding that the military should have more oversight over how private guards operate. The proposed change comes soon after news that the State Department had granted limited immunity to Blackwater employees. State was investigating a September 16th shooting incident in Baghdad. It left at least 17 Iraqis dead. NPR national security correspondent Jackie Northam joins us now. And Jackie, today's agreement came during a luncheon meeting between Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and Defense Secretary Robert Gates. Can you tell us more about what was agreed?
This lunch meeting was a chance for the two of them to sit down and talk about the recommendations of a working group that was looking at private contractors in Iraq and how to come up with a system to better supervise and coordinate those contractors, specifically the armed security contractors. And it was decided that there needed to be better, clearer rules and regulations surrounding the contractors. In other words, the rules of engagement. But that's about all the details we got at this point, because this working group is going to go back to Iraq, talk to the U.S. generals there, and then we're going to get the final set of what standards they've come up with.
Well, did officials say why this general understanding was reached?
You know, the use of private contractors has just exploded in Iraq, and there are more contractors now than U.S. military personnel in Iraq. And there's a lot of concern that the situation is just getting out of control and that really there isn't enough oversight. Some U.S. military commanders feel that the contractors can sometimes undermine what the U.S. is trying to do in Iraq. Secretary Gates has said he would like to put contractors under control of the U.S. military. However, that wasn't part of the agreement that was reached today. State Department spokesman Sean McCormick said that once an analysis was done, it was decided not to put the contractors under the military umbrella. Although, you know, we're getting indications that the military will take more of a lead, but not full control. Mm-hmm. So instead, there's really just this agreement on the standards and rules.
Well, these new controls over private security guards in Iraq come on the heels of news that the State Department granted limited immunity to Blackwater employees in the investigation over last month's shooting. What are today's developments on that score?
Oh, there are a lot of calls from the Democrats to get to the bottom of this. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy called the Bush administration the amnesty administration, saying if you get caught for misconduct or incompetence, you'll get immunity. Presidential candidate Barack Obama demanded to know whether Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice was aware of the immunity offers and whether she agreed with it. Henry Waxman, the Democratic chairman of the House Oversight Committee, started firing off letters to key State Department employees, asking them to answer several very pointed questions about this. On the other side, though, the White House now saying is, look, the issue is under review. The State Department says it won't talk about an ongoing investigation. However, it did say that or made clear that the State Department really cannot offer full immunity, only limited immunity, which means even though the statements made by the Blackwater personnel cannot be used against them, it still means they can be criminally prosecuted.
And just very briefly, do we know if the Justice Department signed off on that immunity deal?
It's becoming clear that the State Department investigators did not tell the Justice Department or the FBI that they were offering these limited protections to the Blackwater employees. And people I spoke with over the past couple of days say the two agencies probably would have not signed off on this. But the State Department went ahead, and that means building this case will be much more difficult and complicated and protracted.
NPR national security correspondent Jackie Northam. Jackie, thank you.
Thank you, Robert.